Welcome to yet another episode of Sprucecast. Today I'll be talking to you about overflowing and allowing your life to overflow too. Alright, so in the very first segment of the episode, I got talking about living your life irrespective of what that looms around. Okay, so we said that whether you choose to live or fold your hands and just watch life, the both ways that is going to happen to you. So the question was, why not just go ahead and live your life right now? Okay, so taking it from there, your life is not just for the benefit of you. I pointed out last time that you were given life and then you were loaded with stuff, loaded with gifts, loaded with things that should benefit both you and everybody else and everything else on this space. Alright, you did not arrive here empty. And whatever you arrived here with, you arrived here with them for your own good and for the good of the planet. Okay, so the question I want you to answer quickly today is, what is your life worth? And when I ask what is your life worth, I'm not asking you about your belongings. I'm not asking you about your assets. I'm not asking you about your physical possessions. But I'm asking you what your life is worth based on the contribution you're making among humans. What contribution is your existence making to the space? What contribution is your existence making to the planet? What contribution does your existence make to your family, to your friends, your relationships, to the world around you? What are you giving to the world? All right? What can we find in the world today because you gave it? What are your investments? What are you doing with your time? What are you doing with your talents? What are you doing with the thoughts that come to you, the ideas that you have? Who is benefiting from your existence? These are questions you ought to answer because you have not lived until somebody else can look at you and say, "Thank God you came. Thank God you are in my life. Oh, thank goodness that I know someone like you." All right. So another way to fit in this question is to ask, what problems is your life solving? Is your life as good as dead? Do we look at you and then we don't find the difference between you and those of them who are dead already? Or even point to the fact, those who are dead, can we remember them for more things than we can remember you who is still alive? These are questions you should ask yourself and then make necessary adjustments. Let your life be worth something. Let your life be worth something that other people can be grateful for. Alright? Give yourself to serving others. There must be something you can contribute. There must be a contribution you can make to make both your life and the life of others better. Think of what you can do and get into doing it. Alright? There's no point being selfish about your life. No, there's no point keeping your ideas to yourself when that idea, when that thought, when that talent can help at least one person in your space. Okay, so I want you to begin to live for relevance right now. Let your life overflow. Don't just be about taking in, taking in, taking in, taking in, taking in. I mean, every single thing you're living on right now was provided by another human. Okay, you're listening to me now because I'm talking. Right, so I'm giving you my own thoughts. You have the phone that you're using or whatever device that you use because somebody innovated and invented them. Every single thing that makes life easy was done by someone, was created by someone, was made available by someone. Now the question I'm asking you is, what have you created? What have you made available for other people? What have you contributed to the safety, to the peace, to the pleasure and beauty of this space? I need you to think about it and take necessary action. Do what you must now that you have the life and the time. Until I meet you again, live and allow your life to overflow as you live. God bless you.